Workdays on the widest variety of music, getting even wider in 2012, it's Radio West. Heather McAllister is a philosophical counsellor who specialises in helping young people, and I should also say adults, to find their life direction. Her fabulous book, Who You Are Is What You Do, has just been released in Australia, and it's a funky and informative workbook for teenagers, which helps them make good decisions in that transition between school and life in the world at large. And I'm thrilled to catch up with Heather today from her office at the University of Auckland. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How long did you mull over the idea of writing this book?
Well, it kind of, like everything these days, it was a process. And it started with my experience of visiting many, many schools here in New Zealand and my role as the manager of the recruitment team here at the University of Auckland. And so I spoke to hundreds of students and began to realise that many of them just didn't really know what they were doing, and that there was a bit of a gap in terms of something for them to actually refer to. The more I read about career development, the more I could see it came from that whole question of who am I? And you know, as you know, it's a big question at that particular stage of one's life. In fact, I think we're facing that question all our lives, really, aren't we?
We kind of are, yeah. Do you think young people are finding it harder to find their niche today?
Oh, yeah. And it's really interesting because we find that a lot of adults look at this book and say, oh, why didn't I have something like this? And, you know, when are you going to do one for adults?
Well, it's a beautiful book. It's full of exercises that we can do to figure out what it is they want to do in life and just understand a bit about what happens in the workplace, maybe tertiary education and things like that. Give us a taste of one of the exercises in the book.
A lot of the exercises are about, asking questions. So it's self-questioning. And, you know, what are the things that when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, wow, it's going to be a great day because I'm going to be doing X, Y, Z. So there's those kinds of questions. And then there are other things, like one of them is writing a little autobiography of your life so far, but doing it in the third person. So instead of saying I did this, or whatever, you say he or she did this, and then they thought about that. And, and strangely, that has an unusual effect. If you come back to it in a couple of days, it gives you that objectivity, I think, about yourself.
That's lovely, because when you write it in the first person, when you come back and read it, it can be quite narcissistic, can't it?
Yeah. But if you look at it as though you're sort of listening, you know, or thinking about somebody else, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's just beautiful. I absolutely love the design of it too. It's really, really is a spunky book.
Yeah. The designer is funky, isn't it? And it's done by a very talented young designer here in Auckland.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Heather, and I wish you all the success in the world with the book.
Oh, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Heather McAllister, author of the book Who You Are Is What You Do. And the publishers very kindly sent me 3 copies to give away. I'll do that next on Workdays on Radio West.